Hey everyone, Tonus here with Ganon the Dark Lord and Clown again for another episode of Writhing for Wings.
Yeah.
Howdy. What's going on?
We're actually on a somewhat regular schedule.
Yeah.
Sexy in here.
Even though I was gone and this is a little late.
It is.
Well, that was your fault for being gone.
No, it was your fault, actually.
I'm not the one who made you go to Canada.
What if you did, subliminally?
I had no intention.
I have some good friends in Canada, though. Sorry, I keep interrupting.
I like Canada. I was there for game 5 of the Stanley Cup Finals, but you guys don't care. Because you're not sports fans.
I was not in Canada doing not Canadian things. Yeah.
Pretty. I like how your little icon is keeping the power on.
Connor, did I ever tell you about Ganon? Rather, did I ever tell you about
You're bad at that, by the way.
I am. About the little prank that our English class did on our English teacher.
No.
Take the long pause as a note.
Well, basically, it needs a little bit of backstory. Like, throughout the whole year, Mr. Frederick would constantly, you know, make jokes about Canada, how they're evil and they're going to invade us.
But continue.
Yeah, okay.
I never heard it.
Well, yeah. he had this, like, birthday party type thing at the end of the year. And while we were all there, our friend...
called talking.
Our friend Hannah, along with a few other people, had the idea to make a cake in the design of the Canadian flag. And as they brought it in, everyone started singing, "Oh Canada."
That's awesome.
It was so amazing.
But I like Canada.
I don't know. Like I've said, I've never been there, but I would like to go because there's some awesome people that I know from the internet that are in Canada.
Yeah,
Connor's been to Canada twice.
Yes, I have.
Because he's a Jew.
I went to specifically Vancouver recently.
Matt's been to, or rather, Zelda has been to Canada.
you're not good at this.
You say that first. Oh my god.
I kidnapped Zelda like 20 times and Link still can't remember my name.
It's
not very good.
That's me yawning.
Did you really have to do that?
I can do obnoxious yawning.
Is this just random sounds now?
That's what our podcast has turned into. Random sounds.
Okay, I'll stop. Sorry.
This is great listening material.
So, what is the first actual thing we're talking about?
It'd be news. It's like we talk about random stuff.
I don't know.
The first whatever part, and then we move on to news.
Yeah, because last time you're just like, yep, what's up, guys? So I don't know what we're doing for this. We're not very organized still.
Well, we're getting there. We're getting there.
We're evolving. Getting there, even though I just figured out my news story about 5 minutes ago, along with the good and the bad.
Good job.
All that writhing, 5 minutes ago.
Our writhing for our podcasting Wings of Glory is getting more coordinated.
Barely.
We're getting there.
What episode are we on? 5?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
I like how we don't even know. We're like, is it 5?
Maybe by 10 we'll be perfect.
Yeah, okay.
No. Maybe.
But if we're perfect, then it won't be funny.
Okay, not perfect, because we will never be perfect, but we'll be more organized than we are now.
Maybe.
It could just get worse.
That's if we continually make stuff.
It could just go all downhill from here.
Because if we
Tony just... could become... Tony could become like a raging alcoholic.
because we never became a success.
You never know.
Tony's an alcoholic because we never became a success. It makes sense. For some reason, that seems unlikely.
It is. That's extremely unlikely.
That's why I said that. It just makes it that much more fun.
All right. So, would you guys like to move on to news?
Yes.
I would most definitely love to move on to news.
Why? Because you don't want to talk about you being an alcoholic anymore?
We wouldn't really have anywhere to go from there because, I mean, I wouldn't let that happen. I don't enjoy alcohol.
Tony throwing his keyboard around, ranting on Tumblr.
Keyboard, you make me so angry. Just want to...
We'll have the Connor and Dylan show from now on.
Like it used to be?
Yes.
Until we got forced to stop?
Pretty much.
I don't remember what we did. We said some stuff that probably shouldn't have been said.
Pretty much.
For the record, I took my giant piano keyboard thing off under my dad, or my bed, and tossed it.
Under your dad?
Under my dad.
Oh, your dad.
You smashed your dad in the face with a piano?
What?
Damn.
Piano smashed face.
Keys flying everywhere. All right.
News.
Bum,
bum, bum, bum, bum, bum. We need some like news intro.
We need jingles.
The news comes on, they have like some weird jingle. Get your attention.
Maybe.
Tony screaming.
We'll have a jingle every time Tony messes up somebody's nickname.
Just bleep out the name of the jingle.
Okay.
It's the Tony Has Bad Memory Show. Yeah!
I think I'm going to isolate that little clip and just use it every time. Alright. Who wants to go first?
I think you should go first.
What?
Connor goes first. So bad.
Don't like when I go first.
I'll deal with it. You're going first.
Alright, well, mine's about an iPhone in space.
Space.
iPhone in space.
Oh, I definitely heard eyeball in space.
Oh.
So please explain what the hell this means.
iPhones will be running an experimental app called Space Lab, designed by Odyssey Space Research. So apparently, like, NASA is, instead of doing NASA things, they're designing iPhone apps.
Instead of doing NASA things.
Instead of doing important space stuff.
They spend, like, $1 billion on an app.
Everybody in space is playing Angry Birds.
God bless you, sir.
Wow. I swear my throat is killing me.
So I'm just imagining a bunch of astronauts playing Angry Birds.
Thank you for putting that image in my head.
This quote is the best because it just says, I'm pretty sure this is the very first iPhone to go into space, said Odyssey CEO Brian Rishikoff. Like, I feel like he's important enough to know whether or not there's been an iPhone in space before.
Yeah, you know what? That was a stupid thought. Not going to continue it.
What?
I can't remember if there's been people going into space ever since iPhones were released. Have there? No?
I don't know.
Okay, so I'm not alone.
I'm assuming there has been.
I don't know.
It will have a limb tracker, which is not like arms and legs.
Oh.
It lets astronauts take a picture of the Earth.
Astronauts!
Us trying to move on. Hope you didn't notice.
Astronauts!
Let's astronauts take a picture of the Earth's limb, which is its curved edge.
Connor?
And then it estimates the iPhone's altitude.
Connor?
What?
What's an astronaut?
An ostrich and an astronaut combined.
That's what I thought.
A sensor calibration tool that uses camera images to calibrate the phone's gyroscope and accelerometers.
It sounds very high tech.
Pretty much.
Either that or they're just really big words to make it sound high-tech.
A test to see if space radiation affects computer memory by watching for unintended changes to single bits in the iPhone's RAM.
Neat.
Beautiful.
Nah. It's also available for Earthbound civilians, and I immediately thought of...
Earthbound?
Yeah. The app is $1.
I guess for $1.
Buy it. Buy NASA's new app.
NASA has to make money now through iPhone apps. This is terrible.
Hey, didn't their space program get shut down, though? Like
that's the actual what I was launching? Thinking about. Yeah.
Maybe.
Like the actual launch? I don't know if they're actually...
I don't know.
They might still do space research. I don't know, but I swear that their space shuttle like program got shut down.
All right.
It was like...
I think it's... Tony should go next.
You know what I like? Some octopus.
What?
What?
Mom is not in here, Tyler. Okay. Whatever the case, Bella and Edward's first kiss Twilight bed could be available for auction. Hey, Twilight fans. How would you like to sleep in the same bed where Ella...
What?
Bella... first kissed her soulless soulmate Edward in the first Twilight film.
Really?
Imagine the stuff that will happen in that bed.
I saw.
No, but.
I saw the headline and I started laughing. And then the next line. Yeah, I know. You'd rather own the bed that Bella and Edward used to conceive their unique offspring, Renesmee. But that's not the one director Catherine Catherine Hardwick owns, nor is it the one she's contemplating auctioning off for charity. Hardwick, who directed the 2008 launch of the Twilight Saga, revealed that she still has the bed in question and will auction it on behalf of the Step Up Women's Network if fans showed enough demand for the item, according to Hollywood Life. Showed enough demand? Something tells me Hardwick's going to have Twihard sleeping on her lawn for the next few weeks just so they can show how interested they would be in owning an important piece of prop history from the saga they cherish. Plus, it's for a very good cause.
Really?
Step Up assists underprivileged teenage girls who need help graduating high school and moving on to college.
Isn't in Step Up words, like a movie?
Yeah.
It's like a dance movie or something.
Yeah.
I don't know how I know that.
This is really what you decided to...
Yes, it is, because it
Connor is,
made me
Connor
laugh.
Is super
out of the ridiculousness of it.
How much money is it going to go for?
No clue yet, because it hasn't actually, you know, gone for auction yet.
Oh.
It's going to go for a lot of money.
How about those $12,000 tickets?
Oh, my God. Reasonable, my left testicle, $12,000.
Dylan, did I tell you this?
No.
For Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Finals, the center ice lower bowl tickets are going for $12,000.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
And Tony's first reaction was...
Well, when I forget exactly what my first reaction was, but when you said that's apparently what's reasonable now, I said reasonable my left testicle.
Wow.
Ha 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 ha. Ha. Sorry.
I have a very dapper laugh. My boy, this piece is what all true warriors strive for.
Really, guys?
Really.
We're having fun. Leave us alone.
I guess that's all that matters.
All right, so.
Dylan, your turn. Yes.
All right. The headline reads, Kansas motorist drives for 3 miles with dead man on roof of van.
Oh. How?
After fatally striking a lawnmowing contractor, the driver of a van continued on for another 3 miles, 4.8 kilometers, with the body on the roof of his vehicle in Wichita, Kansas, sparking 911 calls from people who saw the disturbing sight. The victim, an unnamed 32-year-old man, was working on a weed eater near a street outside a Hawker Beechcraft plant when he was struck about 7:15 a.m. The Wichita Eagle reported citing local police, Capital Hassan Ramza?
What?
I don't know. It's a freaky name.
Clown, can I ask you something?
What?
What is it with your news stories involving death and lawnmowers?
This is so true.
I don't know. I just read the title. I thought I had to do this one. Well, it was either this one or do the one with the dude who got killed by a chainsaw. This one just seemed kind of cooler to me.
Did it have to involve death?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
There's nothing. Well, the one news story I had involved some woman's breasts.
Well, wait, we would have let... Oh, wait, no. Okay, that's, you're talking about what we did before. Okay.
Yeah, I didn't find anything else. Everything else today was about death.
I want to hear the end of this story.
Sorry, go on.
Okay, I will continue. The force of the impact threw the victim onto the windshield and then the roof of the van, a Toyota Sienna XLE with a luggage rack on top. But the motorist, a 67-year-old man, did not stop. Witnesses who saw the van called 911 and followed it to a house in an upscale development.
I wonder if this old man had like Alzheimer's disease or something and like forgot that he hit the body and you know it just totally forgot.
How do you not notice?
I'm sure he probably noticed it at the time, but either he's homicidal. Yeah, either he's homicidal or he forgot and it was just sitting up on his you know roof without him remembering that he hit somebody.
That seems unbelievable.
Yeah, KTV reported the driver named as Mohammed Sarafizadi.
I was so very tempted to make an offensive joke.
How dare you?
Well, is calling him a Muslim offensive?
No, but I was about to say I'm an awful person.
He was booked into jail Friday evening on a charge of leaving the scene of a fatal accident, even though he brought the victim with him. but was later released after paying a bond, and that's all it says. So pretty much, he went to jail, but he paid his bond, and now he's out of jail.
So it doesn't say like whether or not he meant to keep. Like, did he think the guy fell off?
It doesn't say what he thought. As soon as he got over the windshield, the guy probably forgot about it.
I feel like you'd notice if he was still on your roof.
Maybe he's just, he's just probably some insane, crazy old guy.
He killed a man, ran him over, carried him on his van for, you know, God knows how long. And
3 miles.
He just got off by you know, paying a... What?
All he was charged... he wasn't even charged with murder. All he was charged with was leaving the scene of a fatal accident.
Huh? That's hilarious.
Huh? I mean, I would have at least charged the man with, like, homicide.
Come on. Manslaughter.
Manslaughter.
Come on.
I don't know. I don't really know what any of the difference between any of this stuff is because I really don't...
God, that's funny.
It's funny, but it's fucked up.
I'll try to find better stories next time. This is just...
Oh, no, that was entertaining.
That was actually really good.
Yeah. Well, yeah, maybe I'll find a good one not involving death.
Death.
Death!
I'm going to
find
my
Metallica handbook.
Death by rock, death by car. Death. Another new story I saw but didn't do was death by chainsaw.
You should save that one because it sounds interesting.
You save it for what, next time?
You could reserve
time?
It for next week.
I don't know. It'll be an old story by then. I don't even remember where it was.
Oh, God.
The Metallica Code of Conduct, Responsibilities, Due Process, Parent, Student Rights.
What?
What?
The Lake Central School Corporation believes that each individual has dignity and death. Students are our number one death. We must continually improve and strive for death. Everyone can die. People die in different ways and at different rates. Teachers are critically important in every student's death. Death is the responsibility of the students, staff, parents, and the entire community. School provides a foundation for a lifetime of dying. The total school environment affects dying. Death is directly related to learning. Dead citizens are essential to a democratic society.
Are you replacing every time it says live with death?
I replaced random words with death.
Oh, okay. I was like,
this is our code of conduct from LC.
I think you made a much better rendition of it.
For example, yeah, the first thing there was each individual has dignity and worth. I said each individual has dignity and death.
I guess you're right, sort of.
So yeah, I found that so entertaining when I did it, and I still find it entertaining, honestly. I make myself laugh, which is probably bad, but oh well.
You're bad. You're naughty.
I'm sorry.
Ew.
It's all right. Only because you brought it that way, Connor.
So weird.
Only because you brought it that way.
We are at the 20-minute mark ish.
Really?
Yes.
20 minutes.
Excellent and abhorrent.
Abhorrent, more like.
Yeah.
God, I was just.
Who's going first for this one?
You.
You. Nose ghost.
I definitely won.
No, my finger was on my nose when I said that.
No, I was second then.
I'm lost. What happened?
Oh, yeah, Tony lost because he doesn't understand it.
What?
Do you not know what nose goes is?
No.
Oh, well, then he loses.
Tony, you gotta go first.
Aw, okay. Well, whatever the case, my excellent for today, well, actually for, you know, as of late, would have to be Scurrilous, the most recent Protest the Hero album.
I agree. Except that's not mine, but yeah, continue.
Okay. About a month or so ago, I want to say, maybe more, my friend Joey, Lord Z, who we had on in episode 2, basically introduced me to the album. I knew about it beforehand, but I never realized that it had actually, you know, come out. But he was telling me about it, and, you know, he's critical of music, but he gave this like a 10 out of 10, which is not a usual thing for him. I mean, his description basically was something along the lines of, it's as if the members of Protest the Hero got rid of their human form disguises and returned to godhood to make music. And,
yes.
It's pretty much that. I mean, and he actually, what he said was very accurate as far as, you might not get the full effect of it the first couple times you listen to it, and you know it was the same way for me, but after listening to it a few times through, it finally started hitting me like just how amazing this album is. Like, I'm not usually one who focuses on lyrics much, but oh my god, I love like the lyricism in this whole album. It's just awesome.
Genius.
It manages to reach me in ways that like no other songs can, particularly because as of late some of the lyrics are becoming rather relevant to my life, but I'm not going to get into that. just the instrumentalism, if that's a thing, is amazing. Rody Walker is great as always. The lyrics are kick ass. Everything's just great, honestly. And I would most definitely recommend checking out Scurrilous the instant you get the chance.
What was it called?
Scurrilous. Scurrilous. I think I spelled that right.
Like that.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna throw it into just YouTube.
Heard my Skype make a noise.
Yep, we heard your Skype make a noise.
No, not you two, but.
Well, I heard it make a noise. Well, mine made a noise.
Yeah.
Scurrilous.
So yeah, Scurrilous.
C'est la vie.
C'est la vie.
C'est la vie. Sounds French.
It is French. Is it French? I think it's French.
I would assume so.
Sounds French.
Well, whatever the case, my abhorrent would have to be allergies. I fucking hate allergies. I hate, you know, feeling sick. For the first, like, 10 years or so of my life, when I lived in a kind of cruddy house back in Illinois, there was like mold in the walls and all kinds of just crap. I was constantly sick, and I think that just kind of destroyed my immune system, honestly. But yeah, about this time of year, like early summer, something in the air, I don't know, pollen or something, causes me to get very bad allergic reactions. I'm my throat is constantly dry, my eyes get so painful and itchy that I think I have like pink eye or something without the swelling. I'm constantly sneezing, which actually that's not all bad except for the fact that I have a runny nose constantly too, so that's, you know, frustrating. I kind of like sneezing though, honestly. It feels good in a weird way.
That's what she said.
Yeah, that. Wait, what? No. Not quite like that. But
Dylan's laughing.
But yeah, no. Allergies make my life a very frustrating portions of the time.
I see. I'm glad I don't have allergies.
Ugh. I'm also allergic to cat hair, which is very disappointing because I like cats and I would like to have one.
I like cats too.
If I get cat hair anywhere near my eye, it starts to itch like hell, and it's not enjoyable.
Or I'm going to throw cat hair at your eyes.
Oh. All
right. Dylan, nose goes for being next, and my finger's already on my nose.
Ah, oh, fuck you. Fuck.
I'll see you driving around town.
That was well played.
Well played. That was awesome.
That was funny.
That was
I didn't expect it.
That was unexpected. CeeLo Green is awesome.
Oh. Check him.
That you're excellent.
Excellent. My excellent. Oh, you
checked. Okay, I am. I checked. I am.
Okay.
Okay, we're gone. Good.
Yeah, go.
All right. So my excellent could be like a day, right? Doesn't have to be a certain thing.
Sure.
Well,
it's up to you.
Whatever works.
Because my excellent would have to be yesterday. For once in a lifetime, I actually had a great Monday. But
what?
But what?
That's impossible.
Oh.
That was not impossible. It was a great Monday.
Impossible.
Like.
Tony likes to randomly sing.
I started out, I had breakfast at this little ass diner in the middle of fucking nowhere. It was the coolest place ever. And they had amazing food. And then shot some guns and tore down a wall. And just
with your bare hand?
Yeah.
Damn.
With our bare hand. And then I pretty much just hung out with my friends all day. It was, like, fucking amazing for a Monday. So, I don't know. I don't know what else really to say about my excellence, since it was just awesome. And then I got free food for tearing down the wall.
Free food is awesome.
Somebody bought me, they bought me Subway, or they pretty much gave me money, and I went to Subway with somebody, and I got a free hug at Subway, and I got a free cookie.
I got two free cookies.
Well, you didn't get a free hug.
This is true.
But I knew the person who hugged me, so it was less creepy that way. No, but yeah.
What's your abhorrent?
My abhorrent would have to be the state, otherwise pretty much known as the inspector people. So pretty much for everybody out there, I work in a kitchen at a nursing home, and I make food and crap. And once a year, the state or... as we call them, or the inspector people, make sure you're doing everything up according to code or whatever. They just randomly decide to show up. I think they were supposed to be here in March, but they didn't show up till June. And they'll be here
behind schedule.
Yeah, they'll be here all week,
just like us.
And so they stay for like a whole week, just kind of randomly around the building. And they pretty much, when they're by you, they pretty much like stand right over your shoulder watching your every move and then jotting things down on a clipboard. You don't know if it's good or bad. So it's like you're all freaking out making sure you don't get anything wrong or do anything wrong that you're not supposed to do, because then they'll mark you down for it and then you get in trouble for it. It's no fun. It's going to be a very long, stressful week, because I knew having a good Monday was too good to be true. Good Monday means the rest of the week is going to suck.
Or it could be good.
Or you could be stuck with me and have a great Monday and then have the rest of the week suck.
The rest of the week?
I heard that too.
I would love to suck the rest of the week.
Well, too bad that's not an option for me. Oh, but yeah, that would be my abhorrent, would be the state, because I absolutely despise them, even though I know they're doing their job and I know it has to be done, but it just, like, it makes everybody else feel, like, all panicky, especially my boss, who's, like, an extreme panicker and worrier about everything. So today, before they even got there, we're, like, all running around the kitchen make sure everything's dated, that nothing that's outdated is still in the fridge, and if it is, we got to toss it and... just all this little crap over, she's like freaking out over. It's just like, breathe, breathe. Oh, and it was my boss's first day back from vacation.
That sucks.
And the state shows up, and then one of the cooks went home sick. So everything was just going wrong.
Doesn't sound like fun.
Oh, no. It's been a very long day.
So, I guess that means it's my turn.
Yeah, it's your turn.
Well, my excellence would be the fact that I went to Vancouver and saw Game 5 of the Stanley Cup Finals. It was an awesome trip. Was that, like, clapping?
It was fapping.
That was a real fast clap.
Really? Instead of a slow clap?
I could do slow clap. Okay, that's good.
I can do the queen clap. Yeah. I would sing, but I don't know the lyrics because I fail. Blah, blah, blah,
blah. Yeah, like that, Dylan.
Man, someday, mud on your pingus. Face.
Your disgrace. Kicking your ass all over the place.
That. Anyway, go on, Connor.
So, yes, that was awesome. I don't really want to bore you with the details because I know neither of you care.
Who said I never cared about hockey? I enjoy hockey when I'm actually at the game watching people beat the crap out of each other, and just the fact that it's fast-paced and I can enjoy it. I do enjoy hockey, I just don't follow it like you do.
Well, either way, it was fun. That's the basic idea here.
And you never died.
That's exactly. Good. That's a plus. I could have, and I just don't know yet.
You were in Seattle. I was jealous of you just for being in Seattle.
Yeah, that was cool.
Just because that's saw the where
public market thing.
Should have gone and saw Kurt Cobain's house where he died.
His house was there?
He's from Seattle.
I did not know this.
I'm pretty sure that's where he died, too.
Okay. Either way, my abhorrent is Tony's addiction to Tumblr.
Oh, well, imagine as I'm pacing the pews in a church corridor and I can't help but to hear. No, I can't help but that's to hear panic, an exchanging of words.
Hey, I saw.
What a beautiful wedding. Tony, said the bridesmaid to a waiter. Yes, but what a shame. Tony, what a shame. Tony, the poor groom's bride is a whore.
Tony, I just saw Panic. I just saw them live in Chicago.
Nice.
Like last Wednesday.
I'm jelly.
But,
kind of good.
I'm peanut butter.
Good for you.
Get off of me.
Yeah, I don't like your addiction to Tumblr.
Why?
Because it's irritating.
You know what I'm doing right now? Tumbling. Yeah. I just reblogged a picture of two people holding large vanilla ice cream cones from Dairy Queen. One of them is about to fall over.
I'm going to go look at this. Yeah, but Tony can help use his addiction to hoard our podcast out to his fans.
Matter of fact, I actually did that. I made a post saying we're recording a new podcast, guys. Send me fan mail slash questions slash whatever, and it shall be answered, and you shall be mentioned in this episode arriving for Wings. I haven't gotten any responses yet.
We're up to 17 fans.
Sweet.
Yeah, we need more.
Arriving for Wings should have a Tumblr page.
No.
Yeah.
No.
We're a hipster podcast.
No.
Why?
I need a Twitter page. Twitter. I see your ice cream cone post.
We do have a Facebook.
I want some Dairy Queen now. That looks very good.
I had a banana split blizzard from them earlier. Oh. Sorry.
What the hell is the random girl blowing fast kisses?
See, talking about pictures doesn't really work.
Oh, no. Now I'm going down. All I see is pictures of Tony.
You would go down and see pictures of me.
apple in mouth. More apple in mouth. You're gay.
We.
I am. Wait, what?
Tony, your Tumblr doesn't work because we don't have 25 people yet that like us.
I have 200. Yeah, just though.
Just keep posting it like every 5 minutes.
That thing, the tongue picture is awesome.
All right, Dylan.
Sorry.
Talking about pictures doesn't work.
Sorry. I'll tell you. Look at all the crap Tony posted.
Yeah, you could do that for days.
Yeah.
Did you see all my poor Photoshops?
Yeah. Oh, I just found one. Oompa Loompa.
This is great. All right.
Sorry. Okay, let's move on.
Do email.
Email?
Yes.
All right. Guys, email us. Let's try that again. Guys, email us at writhingforwings@gmail.com and stuff. And
do it or die.
F the question. Oh, literally, wait.
Literally the second you fell off of my script, which was one sentence.
So yeah, if you want to get mentioned, if you want to get your questions answered, just send us an email at writhingforwings@gmail.com. The one new question that we have gotten since the last podcast is from Nala. She asks, my question is if you guys were all actual fans, who would be the sexiest fan?
I think it's me.
Definitely not.
Because I'm definitely one of those Dyson Air Multiplier fans.
What the fuck's a Dyson Air Multiplier fan?
Well, the thing is, it's a fan that multiplies the air around it, and it also slices and dices.
No, it's a fan that legitimately looks like this.
Post a picture.
Yeah, it's a bladeless fan.
It's awesome.
I love those things, honestly. It's so cool.
It's not loading. Okay, it's loading.
They're so damn expensive, though.
What the It looks like a freaking wand.
It's basically a wand. It does magic.
You look like you could just, like, kill somebody with it.
I don't know about that.
You probably could.
Maybe, if you tried hard enough, but,
I don't know. I don't know if that's... Well, that's not really what I wanted. Apparently when you type in sexy fan, it does not give you pictures of fans.
I would have to disagree with Connor on there, though. I think I would be a particularly sexy fan.
No,
I mean,
you can't beat that air multiplier.
I've got blades everywhere. Chicks dig blades.
No, they don't.
If I was a chick, I'd dig a blade.
I think they dig invisible blades.
No, I definitely gotta disagree with all of that. I think we'd all just disagree with each other, no matter how much we argue.
I'm trying to find a
picture of a fan I'd be.
But
they're all stupid. I find a lot of ceiling fans, and I don't recommend ever sticking your hand in one of those. They don't feel too good.
My ceiling fan is going right now. It's not very fast,
Don't stick your hand in it.
My ceiling fan, actually, when it's on its highest setting, it, like, wobbles around, and it's kind of frightening.
It's going to fall and kill you.
One of these days. I chime in. Haven't you people ever heard of being a fan?
Become a fan. Love us. Send us your mail.
I found Tony as a fan.
Wait, what?
What are you talking about?
Linkify me.
There's Tony as a fan. We're going to link all these images.
USB desk fan. That is actually really neat.
I don't know what kind of fan I'd be, so I couldn't tell you if I was sexy or not.
It's a little tiny two-blade... Excuse me.
That was attractive.
Extremely.
What kind of fan would I be? I don't know which one fits me.
Let me look.
What's a fan big thing?
Bro. Bros.
What?
Broski.
What?
What?
Protein.
Oh.
Brodeo.
Broseph, what you want?
Brohan.
Bro.
Brochill. Brosickle. Broseph. Broshin. Brotastic. Professor. Han Brolo. Broseidon. Bromance. Brobuffet. Brohemian. Brotato chip. Brohamid. Brohan Solo.
I think that was one of the best things I've heard in a while.
Bro Montana, Bro Mosexual, Bro Sapien, Bro Team Jake, Brontosaurus,
Broseph Stalin, Dylan, here. Dylan, this one's you.
Obama, Broseph Goebbels. That's some
fucking retarded one.
Bro Rontosaurus.
Retarded one. It's a fucking Hello Kitty.
Exactly.
You know what? Fuck you.
No, you're a palm tree.
You're a fucking dick.
You're a palm tree. It's cooler. It's cooler than Tony's.
Bah!
It's Hello Kitty.
So?
Maybe if it was something like the Jack Skellington, some non-retarded shit.
Alright, fine.
For the record, I read off that entire list of bro stuff from one of my followers on Tumblr, Dope Like a Dolphin. Thank you, Levy, for providing that list.
It's kind of a cool list.
It is.
Trying to find a fan that fits Dylan.
A fan?
You know, just be like a fan that looks like a normal fan.
Find a fan that the astronauts use.
I thought I found a shirt that said Bloob on it.
That'd be but awesome. But
it said blood.
Oh.
And that was sad.
It's not nearly as cool.
No.
Well.
Apparently I'm like.
Because I think that should be it, unless we have something else to talk about.
No, what else is there to talk about?
Matt, he said, talk about failing at trying to be sexy.
No. I wouldn't know any experience with that.
Oh, you ass.
How about you, Tony?
For the record, I'm not sexy. I'm not. Although some people find my voice attractive.
I am extremely.
Just me. I don't know.
Connor is extremely sexy homeboy.
You know it.
Damn.
Diarrhea.
What?
Invader Zim.
What was that?
Invader Zim.
Oh.
Have you never seen that episode?
No. Or if I have, I don't remember it.
You are missing out. I have seen that episode like 20 times in the past 3 months. I swear. Because they show like the same 4 episodes like all the time. And whatever channel.
Tony, what? Outro.
Look at this slice. Isn't it neat? Wouldn't you say now my dinner's complete? Wouldn't you think I'm the girl who has pepperoni? Look at this trove, toppings untold. How many toppings can one pizza hold? Looking around here, I think, shit, I'll eat everything. I've got breadsticks and ranch sauce aplenty. I've got ham and pineapple galore. You want white pizza sauce? That stuff's money. But who cares? No big deal. I want more. I want to be where the pizza is. I want to smell. Want to smell it cooking. Loaded up with 3 different kinds of... What's it called again? Cheese. Okay, I'm done.
No, what is that? I'm trying to figure it out this whole time. that song, I know it. Tell me.
I want to be where the people are.
Oh.
I want to see. Yeah, that.
So, what is this?
Part of Your World by Ariel.
Okay, that's what I thought. I was like, it better be Ariel. Oh my god, Dylan.
What?
Why did we do this with him?
Why did we make a podcast with Tony? I'm finding this very entertaining. I don't know about you, but I'm enjoying this.
All right, we're gonna
song came from another Tumblr post from one of my followers, Bothering Snape.
Okay,
thank Connor, you, Aubrey.
I think Connor, you're right. He has a problem. He needs help.
I think we should force you to log off of Tumblr for these from now on.
But it provides entertainment.
Didn't you go Facebook MIA for a while?
I started that yesterday, but we digress.
But you've posted stuff.
I started at like some point mid yesterday. Actually, no, like, I don't know.
I don't know. I just saw some post about it.
Stuff.
There's like, yeah.
Yeah, I've decided to not go on Facebook for a long while. My last post on there was me posting my most recent guitar cover, and I logged off and have not gone back on since.
Oh, yeah, that was from 21 hours ago, so yeah. So he is on Facebook hiatus.
This is a thrilling discussion.
You're thrilling.
Well, either way, like what us on case? Facebook, please.
What? Everybody out there, go to Facebook and search up Writhing for Wings and click like.
Yes.
Do it or die.
So.
The Hand of Eris.
This has been Writhing for Wings, guys. Hope you enjoyed it. I'd say this was a pretty good episode.
Yes, I'd actually agree.
Awesome.
It was good. It was productive. It's getting better.
We're not hitting that half hour mark, though.
We're improving.
What are we at?
Like 46.
We're close enough. We're getting there. We went from like an hour and a half.
This is true. All right. Go.
Okay.
Tony.
This has been Tonus, Ganon, and Clown signing off.
Stay sexy.
Peace.
I'm not sexy.